This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by the Honorable Jimmy Panetta, represents the 20th Congressional District of California, member of the all-powerful House Ag Committee, and also, some would argue, even more powerful, Ways and Means Committee. Great to see you.
Good to see you too, Tony. Thanks for this opportunity to talk about what's important to my district, what's important to this country, and that's agriculture.
You know, we talk about that that 20th district of California, and I'll be honest, when I toured your district, I could have never imagined the different geographies, the different crops, and the different opportunities. It was like having that, it was better than even a Caesar salad, I'd say.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, and a lot of people know, and if you don't know, you've listened to an ag hearing and heard me say, I represent the salad bowl of the world. And that means that we have all sorts of crops. I mean, it's very diverse in more ways than one. As you mentioned, the geography, the politics, let me tell you, but also our agriculture. I mean, you name it, we grow it. And so obviously being its number one industry in that area, although when people think of the Central Coast, they think of Big Sur, they think of our beauty. I'm making it a point that people know about our bounty, what we have there, and boy, do we have it. You name it, we grow it, and that's why we have a lot of interests that I have to represent out here on the Ag Committee, even on the Ways and Means Committee, dealing with the Trade Subcommittee that I'm on. So it's important that I continue to stay not just in tune there on the Central Coast, but continue to fight out here for what's important for our specialty crops, which, as you know, take a little bit more and a little bit have a little bit more different needs than those crops in the Midwest. But the good thing is that on the work on the Ag Committee, and as you know well, it's a very bipartisan committee. We don't work to find our differences. It's easy, and we continue to build on our similarities. And I found that with a number of members, Republican members, members that don't have specialty crops, that have their row crops and their commodity crops. But lo and behold, we find our similarities. We work together because we know it's important to continue to feed our nation and ultimately feed the world. And that's what we do here on the Ag Committee, at least support our producers who do that, I should say.
You talk about similarities. This is maybe something you don't want to be sharing with others. You really don't want to be a part of this club, and that's the drought club. Yeah. Where are we in California?
Yeah, where we are is not a good situation, unfortunately. You got right now, so we're in beginning of June. Right now you have this is just June, okay, the beginning of summer, and you have 41 out of 58 counties at extreme drought. My four counties in my district are at a level 3 out of level 4 when it comes to the drought. Now, we're not fortunate right now because the situation's bad and it's going to get worse and it's very, very dry. But the fact is when you look at my district, we contain the water in a couple of reservoirs, but literally we stick a straw in the ground and we suck it out. And in the last drought prior to 2017, our aquifers held pretty well. And so we're fortunate in that sense. But we know we can't continue to rely on that. We can't continue to go back to that same well. We understand that. And so we got to continue to take steps to ensure that our agriculture is sustainable, our water tables are sustainable. And so that's obviously one, looking at the smaller reservoirs that we have, what can we do to bolster that? But also to look at what our producers have been doing when it comes to conservation. Obviously taking advantage of the EQIP programs and the conservation programs that are in the Farm Bill, from the stewardship programs, from the easement programs and the partnership conservation programs that are there. Our Central Coast producers are taking advantage of those and using those to make sure that they continue to work to conserve water where necessary. But also when it comes to the type of agriculture and the type of irrigation systems that they have, my producers, I'm proud to say, are very progressive. They have to be in California, especially especially on the Central Coast. But they also know they have to go that route in order to sustain their agriculture. And so you see a lot of precision farming, a lot of precision irrigation, a lot of precision fertilizing. So basically getting right down there to the root of literally their plants and of the issue, and making sure that they limit the amount of water and fertilizer they're using. So it's that type of thinking that I'm proud to say my producers on the Central Coast have. Let's just hope it's enough to get us through this summer, to get us through this drought. But I'm proud that we have that type of thinking. We need to do more here at the federal level to help them, to encourage them and incentivize them to continue to go down that route of basically kind of doing everything they can to have sustainable growth, sustainable agriculture.
Would you say this highlights the importance of ag research?
Exactly. That's ideally, it's something we need to continue to be incentivizing through our perch here in Washington, D.C. We got to make sure that basically we do everything we can to encourage producers to pivot that way in order to go towards mechanization. It's very, very important. Obviously, in the 2018 Farm Bill, I was able to get a couple of provisions in there, one dealing with mechanizations, making sure that there was a report by the USDA, what the USDA is doing on mechanization. In regards to that, I can tell you, not enough. All right, I'll be frank. We need more than just a report. We need actual actions when it comes to incentivizing producers to take those steps. Now, obviously, on the Central Coast, like I said, we have progressive thinkers who understand the importance of precision agriculture, but also not just for sustainable agriculture, but also for the labor issues that we have. Obviously, on the Central Coast, with our specialty crops, like I talked about, these are not the types of crops, as people know, that you can just send a machine through the fields. These are very soft fruits and vegetables that need that human discernment to determine, for example, what is an actual ripe, safe, aesthetically pleasing looking strawberry on a strawberry plant that has different, you know, stages of a strawberry growing out of it. A computer and technology hasn't caught up with that human ability to do that. And so obviously we have a labor issue with, and that's why immigration reform is one track we got to go down. But the other track, to get to my point, is mechanization. Now, our producers have done a good job because we not just have the Salinas Valley up over the hill, we have Silicon Valley. And so we are seeing a lot of partnerships with the technology firms up there. And it's funny because when I got in Congress, there was a lot of investors who were all hip on green technology and they all wanted to get into it. But I can tell you, they're realizing, like my farmers have realized, it's a lot harder to replicate the human discernment with technology than people can think it is. And like, trust me, I've been out in the fields and I've seen these machines that are literally slowly going through the fields, and they're taking more pictures of a strawberry plant in one afternoon than all the pictures that have ever been taken of a strawberry in our history. And that's because they're trying to figure out how a machine can actually see and determine what is that ripe and, like I said, aesthetically pleasing strawberry and safe looking strawberry. It's hard to do. And that's why you're seeing, obviously, our farmers connect with the private firms up there in Silicon Valley to kind of work together to do that. But we need to help them out. We need to incentivize that. That's why, you know, not only are we talking about mechanization through the USDA, but let's talk about GARDA, the Advanced Agriculture Research and Development Initiative, to make sure that basically there's enough funding there so that, our federal government gets involved with that type of mechanization. Then there's also AFRI as well and other research programs that are in the Farm Bill that we not only need to get authorized, we got to make sure they're funded properly. Now, I'm proud to say that we funded those two in this budget coming up. We've got funding for that, and I think they're going to grow, but we got to do more. And fortunately, like I said, this is one of those areas where, you know, people like Republican Representative Rodney Davis, who is in the middle, smack dab in the middle of Illinois, he's my co-chair on the Ag Research Caucus. We created that. We worked that to highlight these issues. Once again, that's a great example of us finding our similarities. I've been to his district. He's been to my district. We've had those types of congressional delegations where we go and visit each other's districts. And he's come out and he's overwhelmed by the diversity of my crops. I've come out and I've seen the limited type of crops he has. But you know what? He's got ag research colleges there in his district, and he does have some specialty crops. So once again, We work to find our similarities. And here in Congress, in this day and age, it's easy to point out our differences. And unfortunately, it takes that extra step to go visit their districts to continue to work together. But you know what? That's what our job's about. And fortunately, I have colleagues across the aisle and on my side that understand that that's what we have to do in order to make sure that we continue to advance our agriculture, our production. But most importantly, as we've seen throughout the pandemic, making sure we have that food security that we deserve in this nation.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your passion, your work, and we wish you the best.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it.
Again, it's the Honorable Jimmy Panetta from the 20th Congressional District of California, the Salad Bowl, on today's Agribusiness Report.